It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's legislative session is over. Lawmakers adjourned last night. Democrats used their majority to pass bills on guns, climate change, the health care industry, and criminal justice reform, among many other things. As he prepared to close the session, House Speaker Alec Garnett reflected back to their work a year earlier during the first phase of the pandemic.
Last year at the end, I said, sometimes history makes us, and sometimes we make history. In last session, history made us. This year, I believe we made history.
Republicans are expressing frustration with the breadth of what Democrats did this session and have warned that if voters feel the state has moved too far to the left, they could punish the majority in the next election. Colorado farm workers are set to gain new rights under a bill passed in the legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On the last day of the legislative session, Democrats passed a bill that could change how farms across the state work. The bill would require agriculture businesses to pay the state minimum wage of $12.32 an hour, and not just the federal minimum wage. It would also allow workers to unionize, and it would require that they get breaks throughout the day. Here's Senator Jesse Danielson.
These are not extreme requirements for employers. These are basic human rights that we should have given ag workers generations ago.
The sponsors agreed to move many details of the bill to a later rulemaking process, leaving more chances for debate. But Republicans warned that the changes would threaten the competitiveness of the state industry. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A champion of disabled sports has died in Denver. Hal O'Leary died last week at the Denver Hospice. He was 94. O'Leary helped create adaptive skiing, which allows people with physical disabilities to alpine ski. He also founded the National Sports Center for the Disabled. O'Leary was a longtime instructor at Winter Park Resort and lived in the town for many years. Sunny skies across the state today and things getting hotter over the next couple of days. 90s mostly along the Front Range, close to 100 degrees in western Colorado, with a fire danger warning for Grand Junction this afternoon.